Warmer today with clouds giving way to some sun. Areas of morning fog. It'll become breezy this afternoon, though. High 68. Due to partly cloudy tonight, low 48. Tomorrow some sun, then turning cloudy and breezy with periods of rain late in the day or in the evening. High 65. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, windy and cooler. High 50. Right weather. I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
In Kenosha right now, 63 degrees. 60 in Burlington, Milwaukee 62, and it's 62 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
So I went back to the doctor yesterday.
Oh?
In a follow-up to my little emergency room visit.
Any better?
There's nothing wrong with me. But he wants to do blood tests still. Further blood tests. So you have to do a 12-hour fast prior to the blood test. But here's the kicker. You got to go 72 hours without any alcohol. So
you're,
I thought, all right.
You going to be okay?
No, I don't think so. Well, what happened was I thought I'll do it this Saturday morning. I'll get it right away.
All right.
But then I realized the Lightning game's tomorrow night. There's no way I'm going to watch the first game of the Eastern Conference Final of the Lightning and Penguins without a couple cocktails. That's not going to happen. Well, I said, I'll do it next Saturday. But then I realized Wednesday, Mark Eichhorst and I are going to the Brewers-Cubs game at Miller Park, and we're definitely going to tailgate for that.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark is the designated driver. So the following week, I will abstain. But I got more good news, and for those of us that like to imbibe on occasion, here is a research study from the Italian Research Foundation that found that drinking 1.5 pints of beer a day could reduce the risk of heart disease by about 25%.
You're dinging.
Yeah, I hear that. Didn't turn off my phone like a yutz. So they also ranked the top 10 countries in the world in alcohol consumption per capita.
How'd we do?
We don't make the list.
We don't? Wow.
But this explains a lot about our great state of Wisconsin. Here is the list, the top 10 consumers of alcohol by nation in the world. Number 10, Poland.
Okay.
Number 9, Germany. Number 8, Luxembourg. Number 7, France.
Seems to be a pattern here.
Number 6, Hungary. I guess they're thirsty, too. Number 5, Russia, Mother Russia with the vodka. Number 4, the Czech Republic. Number 3, Estonia. Number 2, Austria. And the number 1 consumer of alcohol around the world per capita, Lithuania.
Well, of course, you're basing it on per capita.
Right. Well, that's what you'd have to base it on.
You know, if they got two people there and they're all drinking, you know.
But this explains a lot about your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, because here's my heritage. Poland, Polish, Russian, and Lithuanian.
Okay.
I make 3 out of the top 10. And of course, here in Wisconsin, heavy Polish heritage, German. So
this explains why you are like you are.
Yeah, well, it's why I like to have my cocktail on occasion.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
is there?
No. As long as you do it responsibly, not a problem.
Mark's my designated driver. And then, this Uber thing is the greatest thing ever. I mean, it's cheap. Because you can just dial it in on your phone. You don't have to wait.
I think here we are, right there. So when he gets you back, how hard is it to get you out of the trunk?
No, I like to have a cocktail. I mean, who doesn't in Wisconsin, except for Mark Eichhorst and a few other people?
Yeah.
Our local baseball team is named the Brewers, Tom.
Yeah.
Our local casino is named Pottawatomie Casino.
Jackpots at Pottawatomie during our 25th anniversary celebration.